Hi everyone, and here we are with the astrology for the rest of the month of November. I'm actually recording this on the 23rd of November, and then the astrology going into December and taking us up to the year end. Okay, so how is the sky looking at the moment? Not too bad. We have the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, which is a conjunction which dominates 2019 and 2020 in terms of very testing times, maybe full of struggle, certainly full of hard work, if you like, certainly a period where time seems to be an issue. Either we haven't got enough of it, or we're battling against it, or we can't seem to get the time to do things, or maybe time is dragging because we're looking forward to something and we're waiting. There's going to be issues around time. But anyway, just going back to the current astrology, As I sit here now, it's not looking too bad. And the reason for that is that we've got the sun having moved into Sagittarius and two of the planets in Sagittarius. So this means we've got a fair degree of Sagittarian representation in the sky. So three planets in Sagittarius. That means that particular sign gets a boost, and to be honest with you, Sagittarius is a very happy, carefree, worry-less zodiac sign. It's the final fire sign and it really doesn't care a jot about anything or anybody. It is right, it knows it's right, and it doesn't really care about anything else. So what we get with Sagittarius is we get the situation where we are lifted a little. There is some buoyancy in the sky. And what can happen is when we get something heavy and testing, like the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, we can get that on one side, and then we get the planets in Sagittarius on the other side of something like a scale or a seesaw. And so one can balance the other out. The sort of joy, happiness balances out the drudgery. And then we get this kind of flat, okay, I'm fine feeling. And that's kind of where we are really at the end of November. We still have all of these things present. So we still have that in the atmosphere. This is the thing that we're working with, but it doesn't feel so bad if you've got this optimistic outlook. The struggle doesn't seem so hard, or you can feel as if you can cope. You can feel as if, oh, it doesn't matter anyway. You're not plagued with the doubts. Sagittarius sort of lifts everything like that. Okay, so and leading up in 3 days' time, and on the 26th of November, we've actually got the sun and the moon conjunct in Sagittarius, so a new moon in Sagittarius. This kicks off the silly season, right? This starts, it fires the gun into carefree abandon. This is when you get silly office parties, or you rush into supermarkets and spend way too much on Christmas presents, or pile up the food in the fridge because you don't care. You're going to have a good time. So, you know, you just spend and enjoy and blow the future. So that's kind of where we are. And of course, I think American Thanksgiving starts in about a week's time, is it? Something like that. So that's kind of like, you know, gets everybody in the party spirits and the party mood. Okay. However, when we get finally into December, the 1st of December, the planet Jupiter is hovering around and just moving into Capricorn from Sagittarius, where it's really enjoyed itself in its own happy-go-lucky environment. But as Jupiter moves into Capricorn, whoa, I think we will start to feel something of a drag on our existence. Confidence will waver around that time, I think. We're not quite so buoyant. So if you want to spend less money on Christmas presents, wait until December to buy them. And in actual fact, if you want to spend a lot less money, wait until after the 21st of December or something like that, when the sun has moved into Capricorn, and you'll be a real Scrooge over buying your Christmas presents. You'll hardly spend anything. You'll just get all the deals and the bargains to give everybody. And that's in astrology, because when the sun moves into Capricorn, we're a lot more avaricious, shall I say, a lot more prudent and reserved with our money. But anyway, so there you go. Depends on what you want to do with your money, really. But anyway, going back to December. So confidence has wavered a little. We still have a small degree of confidence in the sky, but the Saturn-Pluto conjunction will be weighing in heavily. When Capricorn joins Saturn and Pluto and a couple of asteroids actually in Capricorn, it adds to the weight. This is a feminine sign, an earth sign, and so the gravitational pull inwards or downwards towards the centre of the earth begins to really drag on us, and we get a sense of time both slowing down and speeding up, not enough of the time that we want, but slowing down as in sort of a heavy feeling. So interesting stuff going on there. So a full moon on the 12th of December, the full moon is in Gemini. The sun is in Sagittarius. So a little bit more of the joyous stuff then on that full moon. However, Venus has now joined Pluto and Saturn at 20 degrees of Capricorn. This means that we are maybe reminded about our sense of duty, our sense of responsibility, and we're offered another opportunity for personal growth, in as much as we are offered the opportunity to go over the things that make us feel secure, our security, our structures, our infrastructures, our pensions, our cars, everything that has value and that we've worked towards and saved. So property, real estate, I'm trying to think what else we've got here, money, savings, pensions, all that kind of thing. It all becomes very high profile. We become aware of it. Now, this is to turn our attention to it so we can pay attention to it. We can check that everything's in the right place, that we're comfortable with the amount that we're getting for our return on our savings, etc. But it does mean that we get this period where we are made to be a little bit aware and maybe a little bit unsure about things. And that unsureness makes us focus and therefore attend to something. We give it attention and this improves the quality of it. So it's all there for a purpose, but this is not exactly the time of year that you want to have this kind of reminder. Okay, so then we move towards the 26th of December. I'm just covering sun moon things at the moment, when we have a solar eclipse. So on what is the day after Christmas in America, it's called Boxing Day in the UK, we have this solar eclipse. And this turns out briefly the light of the sun. And so there is this disconnect from the sun's support. The sun is a very positive planet. It's our yang energy, our masculine energy. So we get a disconnection from that for a short time. And what this means here on planet Earth is there is a small disconnect in our lives. Something is eclipsed. The light goes out somewhere. There is a disruption somewhere. It can be small, but that tends to be what happens with eclipses. But the next day, so if this affects you and you're feeling kind of like a bit horrible because of this eclipse, don't worry. The next day, the sun then moves on to Jupiter and conjuncts Jupiter in Capricorn, and that feels a whole lot better. So over that period, 26, 27, we go, so he's like on a roller coaster. Now it's holiday season, a lot of people are off work, so you know, maybe that's all to do with hangovers and stuff, which doesn't surprise me at all. I want to now just go to this period in general. I did a really fabulous opportunity with Steve and Barbara the other day. I was given the opportunity to join in with their new reality seminar. It's called The New Reality Potential, which was absolutely fascinating. If you get the chance to listen to this, it's really good. But what was interesting was Steve asked me to look at the astrology and just do a few minutes on this during this conference. And I was blown away by the accuracy of Steve's interpretation of the group, of what the group was saying, and how it chimed with astrology. It was really spot on with the Saturn Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, because he was talking about rhythms and time and order and repetition. And honestly, that is exactly what Saturn in Capricorn is all about. And then he was on about the opportunity for transformation and change, Pluto. And so it sort of completely described the astrology, and or rather the astrology completely described what the group was saying, you know. I was just so impressed with this, the whole, the synchronicity, the way the cosmos works. But I mean, a lot of the things that I had thought of in terms of being personal, so our personal infrastructure, our personal structures, or our national structures and our national infrastructure. So, like, governments are changing, the way the president handles his office is changing, the way we will be responding to Europe, and our legal systems are changing in the UK. So I get that all those structures are changing and they're in flux. But I hadn't thought about the structures of the cosmos, time, the arrow of time, and how that is also offered the potential of transformation and change as two realities converge and cross over. Or run another reality runs with us for a while. But actually, you know, I look at the astrology and that is a strong potential. So it only comes to those who are aware of it and who are looking for it. Attention is everything. Just go to the quantum physics to see how the observer's attention is what captures and changes the predictions of where quantum particles are going. The observer is all important, and so we can be sort of blind to this and not know anything about it, and maybe won't resonate with it and won't be able to work with it and get the positive outcome that we can now that you've listened to this, because now you're aware. You've just listened, right? Anyway, so I think there is an opportunity to find the reality behind the reality, and to look at how that interacts and reflects and moves. And now that's the positive side of the upcoming Saturn Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, and that's the spiritual side actually as well. The practical side is it's a testing time. This is testing everything. It's testing your relationships, is testing your career, your money earning potential, your property, everything that you hold dear. It's a highly feminine conjunction, so we're looking at things drawing in a contraction maybe. So I kind of want to be aware of that and make you aware. So I hope all that was okay for you. If you notice a little break in the movie there, that's because my cat knocked the tripod over. I've had to hastily use my very poor editing skills. Anyway, I hope it was useful. It was fantastic to talk to you, and I hope you have a really brilliant festive season. Of course, my big festive time is the solstice on December the 21st, and that's when I will be breaking out the champagne and having a great time. And I hope you think about the solstice too. And I shall see you again next year. And it was fantastic to talk to you. And if ever you need to talk through anything, if you've ever got anything bothering you, if the issues to do with relationships or career, you know where I am. Google me, Alison Chester Lambert. I'm an astrologer, a psychological astrologer. It would be great. We could have a session. It'd be lovely to talk to you. So thank you very much and have a wonderful time. Yay! Party, party. And see you next year. Thank you. Bye.